From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm New York Giants fan Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, agnostic in this case. As you've no doubt heard, the New York Giants are the new Super Bowl champions, having defeated the New England Patriots, one of the biggest upsets in NFL history. It's the third time the Giants have won the Super Bowl. After the two other victories, New York City couldn't bring itself to honor a team that plays its home games in New Jersey. Now, after a seven-year championship drought, the city has come to realize that it loves a parade. NPR's Mike Pesca has our report.
In the NFL, they play for pride. They play for glory. They play for yogurt.
And 100 servings of Stonyfield Farm organic yogurt.
One of those wacky mayoral wagers, in this case New York's Michael Bloomberg, will be collecting from his Boston counterpart. Tomorrow will be the first ticker tape parade overseen by the New York mayor, who was born in Boston, which just adds to the tally. New Yorkers took their mayor from Boston, were taking Boston's cultured milk products, and with their Super Bowl victory, the Giants took away New England's chance at an undefeated season. Last night, B.J. Mosier was among those celebrating in Times Square after talking to her sister, a Patriot backer who lives in New England.
30 seconds before the game was over, I was talking to my sister, and they said, well, call me back if we win, and I'll call you back if you win. And she calls me back, she goes, a few minutes later, she goes, it wasn't a pretty sight around here, we lost, he went upstairs to bed.
The sisterly bonds remain intact, but what of Val Cellyant's young romance?
I have somebody I'm dating, actually, who's a Patriots fan. I just text her, 18-1, so I don't know how she's going to take it.
I hope the relationship's strong enough to survive.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
18-1 is the Patriots' new record, reflecting their one loss this year. As for the mayor, he has an unblemished record in denying higher aspirations, once again saying, I'm not running for president. The mayor went on to say that he doesn't think that voters will be distracted by the fact that the parade is to coincide with Super Tuesday primaries in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Last night, however, Giants fan Shannon McGee was displeased to even have to consider politics.
I already got asked about something else. So.
Like what, the election?
Yes, swear to God. Some guy at ESPN Zone in the middle of, like, starting game, he's like, so is Super Tuesday more difficult to predict or the Super Bowl? I was like, are you kidding me, dude? You asking me this right now?
Maybe the merging of pigskin and primaries is inevitable. You have Eli Manning treated by the New York media like a Billy Carter or Roger Clinton, but then emerging from his brother Peyton's shadow like Robert Kennedy. You have Giants end Michael Strahan employing the Fred Thompson strategy of sitting out training camp and then making his run at the title. It worked for Strahan. And you have a wave of hopefulness that Genevieve Christensen described this way.
It's happy insanity. Does that make sense?
When change begins to seem a little played out as a slogan, happy insanity just might work. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.